Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, you remember that famous saying, pay me now or pay me later? One way or the other, the bills have to be paid. WAMC.org. If you listen, do something.
Especially now, David, we are in a crisis mode in this country. We are very close to seeing a president basically disrupt our criminal justice process. You need honest brokers in something like this, and WAMC has always been there for everybody. We have all lived through one crisis after another, and we are on a precipice of something very bad in this country. So bad that there are those of us who believe that great damage could be done in the form of a constitutional crisis in which Trump basically disrupts the way in which the legal process works and should work in this country. In the meantime, you have Mitch McConnell, who is simply awful, and saying again and again and again that his major task in life is to get this Supreme Court justice done, no matter how flawed. I've been saying for days that the Republicans have a tough choice here. They can get into a crisis where the Senate flips as a result of their terrible actions in confirming Kavanaugh prematurely, or they can go right ahead and create a semblance of some decency by saying, no, we have plenty of time to look at all of this.
WAMC.org. Thank you for whatever you can do.
David, it is a crisis time, and WAMC is a big part of helping everybody understand this. No matter where I go, people tell me that.
Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, facing new allegations, vows he will not withdraw. He sat down with Fox News last night for an exclusive interview. Your reaction today to the latest enveloping the Supreme Court nominee?
Well, he said he's not going to withdraw. Of course, no matter what happens now, his name will be tarnished unless proper hearing is given to the people who are coming forward. We now have two, and some people think three, who will be testifying, perhaps, that Kavanaugh did some very bad things as a young man. The issue here is not that he was a young man, but that it may go to character. And if he lies about it now, if he is lying about it now, it would be simply awful to confirm a guy who will be on the court the rest of his life. And this is not a good time.
Ron Rosenstein thought maybe yesterday he was going to be fired by the president. That did not happen. The deputy attorney general is expected now to meet with the president on Thursday.
He will be fired eventually. I don't think there's much doubt about that. Look, I've been saying all along the president will fire Mueller. This is just one more way that he gets to do that. The Republicans in the Senate have to look at themselves in the mirror and say, we'll stand up for this or we won't. My sense of it is that they won't, that they'll go forward under McConnell's leadership, and they will confirm him, leaving a very dark, dark cloud over the way in which business is done in this country and the way in which the legal system works. Rosenstein was outed for some strange reason by the New York Times, who did that interesting story about his reference to the 25th Amendment. And I can't frankly figure out what was going on there, but whatever happened, this is now more than Trump can stand.
Let's go to New York for a moment, Alan. The Republican candidate for governor, Mark Molinaro, the Dutchess County executive, has been going after the governor on corruption, the issue of corruption, and the aides that have surrounded the governor, many off to jail. And he's now taken a new tack, which is to unveil a massive tax cut plan. With the win in the primary for Governor Cuomo and the mood in the country toward the president, especially in New York, does he have a chance to win going after the pocketbook issue?
I think it is probably not the right direction for him. I think the right direction is what he's doing, which is to say what everybody knows, that Cuomo has been surrounded by slime and corruption. And that's a very powerful argument. Look, David, the other part of this is that when you call for massive tax cuts, the guy living on Long Island in a house, a tiny little house in which he pays $30,000, $25,000 in taxes, says it's just too much. I can't keep up. Whether he's able to do that if he gets to be governor is another whole story.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Come on, WAMC family. Help us keep on keeping on. Put something in the lockbox at WAMC.org.
To which I say, bonjour.